But right now, we have one of the founders of International Tom Hanks Day. He's going to tell you a story about kind of how it came to be and tell you what it's all about. This is Kevin Turk.
Wow, that was something else. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to look at like the soundtracks from Tom Hanks movies the same again. But yeah, so thank you to Eric, the Nerdalogs, and Beguile. Brewery. Just wanted to make sure I said it right. I've had plenty of those, so it's fine. But we're super excited to be here. We hope we can make this maybe an annual Tom Hanks Day type thing. We'll see. We have some history in annual events that we do pretty well with. But so basically, yes, I am Kevin Turk. I am one of the co-founders, one of the original Hanksters of Tom Hanks Day, as we like to say. I'm going to give you the quick cliff notes, and then we'll get into people that are a lot more entertaining and interesting than I am. So to kind of start, to give you some background about Tom Hanks Day, it is real. It is an event. You're all welcome. It's on April 2nd this year at Lincoln Hall. It's a lot of fun, I promise. And anybody listening, please come too. But so what we basically started doing was in Kalamazoo. It was one of those weird incidences that you live with four other dudes in a house and you're sitting around doing nothing, and some dude finally looks at you and says, "You know what we should just spend the rest of our Saturday doing is drinking and watching Tom Hanks movies." And you think, "Yeah, that's a good idea, you know, like why not? That sounds like fun." And so we did. We just started like sitting around. Now this was before the time of streaming. So we actually, I still to this day don't know if the guy that said this just knew we had a lot of Tom Hanks movies in the house or was just like, "I really like Tom Hanks." Don't know, don't care. But that's how it started. We're not fanatics. We're not like crazy super fans. I know less about Tom Hanks than probably half the people in the audience sitting here. But that was it. That was the one thing that kind of kicked it off. And so somewhere between Saving Private Ryan and Turner Hooch, Turner and Hooch. We were standing outside. I still remember it. We're standing outside on the balcony taking our little break. And one of our friends, Will Roberts, goes, "Dude, it's April 1st. And we go, "Dude, that's the best reason to keep doing this. Tomfoolery, Tom Hanks. Like, why shouldn't we?" So, like, after that, we realized 11 and a half months later that, oh, April 1st is coming up again. And hey, didn't we do something last year that was fun? Maybe we should do that again. And so we decided to print some t-shirts up. And I don't know why, but people really liked it and they got behind it. And so we kind of kept going down that trail of, here's all these people that want to celebrate Tom Hanks Day with us. And again, around Western Michigan where it started, people started to know us as Tom Hanks people. So I got all the tidbits that you wouldn't think you knew out there. People would always come to me, and one person, one tidbit stuck out to me that basically said, "Hey, I heard Tom Hanks' brother works at this place and is this kind of guy." And I was like, "Ooh, I got some time on my hand. Maybe I'll like stalk this dude. Like that sounds like a better idea than trying to find out who Tom was." So find the profession, I find the name, it all looks like it lines up. I send out an email. Again, I had some time on my hands, so I was like, "All right, I got this." So I send out this email, and about a month before the fourth annual Tom Hanks Day, I have to check, I got an email from a guy, from a lady actually, claiming it's in the subject line, it said, "Tom Hanks' office." And I was like, "No way." And so my response was, seriously, didn't say hello, didn't say howdy, didn't say how you doing, like what's going on. It just said, "Seriously?" Like I was annoyed. I thought one of my friends was punking me, and I was like, this is crap. And so then I write an email, and I say, "Seriously, this sounds awesome, but please, you know, if it's real, give me a call. Would love to talk to you. It sounds like Tom wants to send some stuff. Whoop-de-doo, okay." And from the time that I hit send, for a few minutes later, I'm like doing some research. I look at the .com. It says Playtone.com. I go, "Okay, that's Tom's company. Okay, like what's going on there?" And I look at the name and I start doing a little research. And the next thing I know, my phone's ringing. And I look at it and it's a California address or a California zip code and area code. And I'm like, "Oh my God, oh my God, this is it. And so I answer the phone and my jaw just hits the ground and I'm laughing and I'm pretty sure a little tear came out of my eye. And I'm like, wow, this is real. Tom wants to send stuff to us. Like, how great is that? And so I have this secret and this story inside and I'm like, I want to tell everybody, but I don't. I was like, nope, shut it down, shut up, wait till the stuff actually arrives, prove that it's real, and then go tell all your friends about it. So when we did that, basically what that did was lead us into the idea that here this amazing actor, one of the nicest men in Hollywood, A of A-listers, yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? That's off the cuff, I didn't write that down. It comes out and he sends us some stuff. And so I, you know, after the time we had been having this party, I was like, let's donate some money to charity. So I'm going to take a quick minute and jump into what the charity is. And then again, like I said, we'll let some fun people talk. But basically, my email was, hey, you're sending us this stuff. We can raffle it off. Although if anybody doesn't have their raffle ticket for today, make sure to come see me in a little bit. We are raffling off a fun little Tom Hanks item. And basically said, like, hey, who should I donate to? And so he said, his assistant said, look, Tom's the U.S. ambassador for Lifeline Energy. It's lifelineenergy.org. They're doing some really great stuff. If you want to make a donation, do that. So for the last 12 years, something like, no, 9 years, we've been donating money to this charity, and they've been getting so supportive and helping us out, and it's absolutely awesome. So like I said, maybe not right now, but as soon as you're done listening to this podcast or you're done sitting in this audience, run out and donate. If you don't have the money to donate, ask people that you know that do have money to donate. But this year we're raising money for basically they're sending these Life Players, which are crank radios, solar-powered radios, to the cities in Africa that are overpopulated. There's hundreds of kids, kind of like we are here, just kind of jammed in together. But these kids are actually trying to get an education. And 100 kids in one classroom cannot be controlled by one teacher. So these radios are these awesome outlets. They sent me this video of kids singing and dancing and learning while they were doing it. And it was just awesome stuff. So again, lifelineenergy.org. So that's kind of it. I'm gonna turn it over to the professionals, the people that are good at this kind of stuff. I do know that, probably the most important thing I want to leave you here with, hold on, I gotta skim past all this extra stuff, is two things. One, the event is Saturday, April 2nd, so I hope everybody here will come. It's Lincoln Hall in Chicago. If you can't come, start your own chapter wherever you're listening. Go to thetomhanksday.com to do that. You can get t-shirts. We'll send them out to you. Yeah, it's a legit thing. Like, we're a business. It's weird. But so the donations are $10 at the door. That gets you an awesome little gift as you walk in. We'll be selling t-shirts. We got beer specials, all that kind of good stuff. So we have a lot of fun in plan for the rest of the evening. Just want to make sure that we all make it through tonight. You know, it's going to be tricky. So I have one rule. There's only one item of Nerdalog gear that can be the difference between a live grunt and a dead grunt. Socks, cushion sole, OD, green. Try and keep your feet dry while we're out humping through the rest of this episode.
And that's a great point. Guys, at the break, we are going to take a break here. Go buy some raffle tickets. Also, I should definitely thank Big Al Brewing. We usually don't do this event here, but this month we'll do something special. And Kevin and the Big Al staff have been super awesome. So please buy their drinks and patronize them because they are great. With that said, we're going to get to what Kevin has referred to as the professionals. I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll be the judge of that as